towards the end of Megillat Esther, actually the last pasuk, the pasuk tells us a word about Mordechai, one of the heroes of the miracle of Purim. Ki Mordechai Yehudi gadol leYehudim. Mordechai was great for the Jewish people. Veratzui leRov Ehav, and he was accepted by the majority of his brothers. What does Megillat Esther mean to tell us that Mordechai's acceptance was to the majority of the people? Well, the Gemara points out, Rov Ehav velo kol Ehav, that he really did not receive total universal acceptance by every single person in the Jewish nation, but the majority of the people were happy and pleased with Mordechai. There are many people in life that seek approval of people, and they seek to please all people. These people are called people pleasers, and they go to all extent in order to find favor in the eyes of others. And they try to buy the affection of others by false flattering them, by agreeing with them when they really don't agree with them, by placating them. And usually people with low self-esteem, that have low confidence, that don't trust themselves as likable people, so therefore they have to sell themselves to others in order to gain likability and affection of others. Megillat Esther is telling us that a true leader understands that if he knows he is a likable person, and he knows he is decent and he has good qualities, so therefore he's confident with that, and therefore those people that do not like him or are not close with him, he chalks it up to the fact that there's nothing wrong with him necessarily, but the chemistry doesn't work, not everybody is compatible with each other, and therefore he doesn't take it personally, and it doesn't cause him to become depressed. The leader understands it's difficult to please all the people, but it's possible to please the majority of the people. And that's probably what our goal is. Even the greatest leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the greatest qualities and the greatest talents, was not able to please all the people. After all, Korach and his cohorts usurped the authority of Moshe. So from here you see, at the end of the Megillah, the authors, which is actually Ruach HaKodesh, is telling us maybe one of the secrets of Mordechai, why he was so successful. When he told the Jews not to go to the party, many of the Jewish people argued with him and told him that it's a mistake. If Mordechai would have been a people pleaser, he might have said, well, if the people are against what I'm saying, so forget about my opinion, and I agree with you. Let's all go to the party and forget about it. The greatness of Mordechai was that even though there were a lot of antagonists against him, he stood strong on his conviction and his opinion, and as a result, because he accepted the fact that you could be Ratzui Lerov Ehav, he accepted the fact that it's okay to be accepted by the majority of people, and for the rest of the people that don't accept, that's their problem, that's not his problem. And that's what made him Gadol LeYehudim. That's the trait that made him successful and great for the Jewish people. A great trait to us. While of course we want to be friendly with everybody, but that's almost impossible. So long as a person has a healthy self-esteem and a good confidence level about himself, then already it shouldn't bother him if this person doesn't like him, or this person has a criticism, or this person has something against him. So long as you're Ratzui Lerov Ehav, that's the most important.